Let's break it down for you. When your fears first began, maybe a long time ago for some of you, you came up with a strategy, a plan, a solution to how you were going to not feel anxious anymore. These plans became your fixes.
One of your first fixes may have been to just run away or to say, no, I won't do that. But as more time passed, you most likely developed more fixes to help you. Now, you may have several fixes you use when you feel anxious. Come on, let's walk over to the cliffs and see if Mario is there. Mario is a young man who I invited to meet us here this morning so that you could hear his story. His anxiety was all about fixes. Okay, let's go.
Hey, this is cool. Is this where... Oh, I see them. Are those the Rocks of Doom?
There he is. Hey, buddy, thanks for hiking all the way down here to meet us. Everyone, this is Mario.
Hey!
Mario, we've been talking about fixes this morning, which I think you know a thing or two about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you take it from here and tell the kid your story?
Okay, sounds good. It's great to be here with you guys. I was together with Emily last year on this adventure, and it's great to be back here and share my story like other past campers shared their stories with us. Who knows, some of you may be here next year to tell your stories.
That would be way cool.
Yeah, it really is. I think my fears started because I had the wacky thought that no one liked me. My dad never seemed happy with me. I could never do anything right. Then my stepdad was the same way, always picking at me. I didn't want anyone to criticize me anymore. When I got criticized, I got all upset, all anxious and depressed. I hated it. So I came up with a fix that I thought would help me. My fix was to do everything perfectly, thinking that if I was all good, then my dad and stepdad would have nothing to criticize me about. Well, it turned out that my fix became a bigger problem than I ever dreamed. I felt this urge to do everything perfectly. I took over washing my clothes for my mom and washed them every day. My clothes had to be folded just the way I wanted them, with the inside pockets laying perfectly flat. And my bathroom was spotless. When I used the sink to brush my teeth, I wiped it down until it shined. I had to wipe 100 times. I even wiped off the toothpaste tube every time so that it looked like I just bought it from the store. I was this way with everything I did. Everything had to be perfect. My handwriting had to be perfect with my homework assignments. Being perfect was killing me. It took so much time, and many nights I couldn't sleep because I worried I missed something. Not only did my fix take up too much of my time, it didn't even work. I still wasn't perfect. I was even more criticized because of all my rules. It was a nightmare.
As you can tell, Mario's fix became overwhelming and became its own problem, bigger than his original fear of being criticized.
Yeah, that's right. To get better, I had to change several wacky thoughts, like all or nothing, the perfectionist, and the rule maker. I also had to change my wacky fixes. Stop trying to be perfect, and use the talk back techniques to find the middle, acceptance, and lighten it up. I guess the docs have told you about them, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to use the stair stepping to help me, a technique you'll soon learn. It took some time, and because I was determined not to give up, I got free from my fears and fixes. Life feels so much easier now. It's awesome.
Thanks, Mario. You're going to stay and swim with us, right?
Come on,
swim. Yeah, come on.
Sure, that would be great.